views expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Good morning, Sovereign Minds. Who dare? Never mind. It must be because it's October 1st and it's almost Halloween.
And that's crazy. I woke up this morning and went, wow.
I know.
It's October 1st.
It is crazy. My name is Mark Kent. You're listening to Sovereign Minds. I am your host once again, and it is Sunday. And I'm here in the great state of Jefferson. Wynn's out there playing with his pumpkins. Never mind.
Alrighty.
Never mind.
That was pretty good.
That was pretty funny there, Wynn. Yeah. And he's standing outside the window there where he's holding up. I brought some pumpkins in for people. And
he gets along with the other people that are outside the window. They were out. Enforced across the street.
Out and about.
Yeah, when I was coming into the studio. But anyway.
I know. Anyway, we're here in the studio with my sister Linda, who does all the heavy lifting.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning. I'm trying to get on the chat room. Wynn's out there giving us the high-handed salute. At least it wasn't the one-finger salute, anyway.
Not yet.
I'm just getting into the chat room, and then we're off and running here. All right.
I can't get in yet. Oh, maybe.
All right, so I'm your host, Mark Kent. You're in the great state of Jefferson.
We heard that already.
You know,
it's one of the kind of mornings, I'm telling you.
Yeah, it is kind of one of those mornings. The kid that rocks around the clock is not here yet. He should be arriving soon. Our producer is Liam. He's in there doing a great job trying to get us to get this show on the road. We're brought to you by Julie Foster, Allstate Insurance Agent, 810 Main Street, Red Bluff, California, 530-527-5534. She is the best and will take care of all your insurance needs. Give her a call. Luke Pearson Construction, Custom Home and Excavating. Never mind. 530-605-9575, licensed and bonded, and Crackmasters.
Yes, that's Jeff Wurst down on Market Street. He
go.
Is the best in the area.
There you
so
go.
If you have a chip or crack in your windshield, please go see him. He guarantees his work. I was trying to bring up his phone number, and my computer's being slow. I'll give it to you in a minute. I don't know what it is, but go see him if you have any problems.
Shout out to Marty McGill out there at Clear Creek Microgreens. I'm trying to get out there on Saturdays, but I'll tell you, my schedule's so freaking busy, it's ridiculous. But his microgreens are the best. Man, they make the best sandwiches. I'm not kidding. I made a sourdough, Greek yogurt, greens sandwich with Greek yogurt and hot sauce and fresh tomatoes out of the garden. And I'm starting to salivate. I'm just thinking about it. Some turkey.
I'll tell you what they're really good in is tacos, too.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. With tacos and jalapenos. Oh, yeah.
That'll be this week. Anyway, go out and see Marty. He'll give you some great greens to eat. Mountaintopmedia.com. We had another show drop this morning on Rumble. I'm not sure what's going on Mountaintop Media. I've been seeing them on Rumble, but not on Mountaintop Media, so we might have to figure that out.
I'm not sure either.
But go to Rumble at Sovereign Minds or MKent101, and we just dropped another podcast on the Second Amendment. rulings that have happened in the last week or so that highly important information. Big O Tires and Jay and the gang over there with Jay and Dustin. Shout out to them as far as they're the best guys. And I'll tell you what, anytime I get a low tire, I head for Big O. just saying.
Okay. And just so you know, I will give Jeff's phone number out. It's 530-241-8373. And
that's
remember,
Jeff at Crackmaster.
Yes, Jeff Wurst, okay. The one on Market Street.
There you have it. All right, so
all right, I got a couple of announcements.
You got some announcements? Go ahead.
Yeah, let's go ahead and get these out of the way. We've got the North Valley Stand Down Association doing the Stand Down 2023. It's going to be October 19th, 20th, and 21st. It's at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Registration starts at 8 a.m. Thursday and Friday. This is for the homeless vets. That includes both men and women, and active duty and you know, past services. They have all kinds of services out there. We usually are out there helping with the cooking part of it and feeding them, but they usually have court, you know, job fairs, all of that, all kinds of services, barbers, dental work usually. Anyway, so if you're interested and want more information, call 530-737-8486. And then we, at the Veterans Home, we are doing a fundraiser at Chipotle on October 25th from 4 to 8 p.m. And what happens is if you use this code QJFC7Y3, I know it's confusing, but you have to have that code, and part of the sales from that day, 33% of it will be donated to the home. So the residents out there can get supplies and things that they would like or need that the state does not supply them with. And with the holidays coming, that could be, you know, anywhere from a pair of socks to some toothpaste type stuff. So anyway, if you want to help us out on that day, it's Wednesday, October 25th from 4 to 8 p.m.
Well, there you have it. I swear, the news cycles are just going crazy. It's hard to keep up with it all. We have a little bit of theme music today, and maybe you can figure out what it is. I think it has something to do with the economy.
What economy?
yeah, exactly. But it's crazy because we're being gaslit so much on the economy. It's just absolutely insane. Oh, yeah, we're doing great out there. The jobs are coming back. Yeah, except that, I don't know, CVS and Rite Aid are closing like 900 stores,
right?
And CVS is 900, and I think Walgreens is 150. And it's
Target is closing some of its stores, I think, as well.
Because we're doing so good out there. It's just great, you know.
Liars.
I mean, they lie about everything. Yeah. You know, it's becoming pretty apparent that that's what they're doing, is lying about everything. And, you know, the COVID, the vaccines, the boosters, that's all starting to come out, you know. And all these people with these, oh, this is a conspiracy theory. Yeah, right. Well, we're batting about 1,000. They're batting about 0. There's no conspiracy with regards to the vaccines. There's no conspiracy with regards to the Wuhan virus. There's no conspiracy with the banking. There's no conspiracy against Trump. There's no conspiracies anywhere, because that would mean that we would have to wake up and face reality, and that might actually burst our bubble of illusionary crap. Just saying.
I know. It's just totally insane, a lot of it that's going on. They, you know, say one thing one day, another day, and
yeah.
You know, are you lying now? Were you lying then?
Or are you just a liar? I think
they're liars. I don't think they can't help themselves but to lie.
Yeah, so
that's the only thing they got.
I'm looking at this article from Syracuse.com. I just pulled one out of the hat. You know, CVS, this was dated, you know, September 26th, 2023. We've seen a lot of this stuff, but two of the nation's largest pharmacy chains are expected to close hundreds of stores, according to the reports. The Street reports I guess that's the name of the place that's reporting it, The Street. I think it might be a Wall Street publication. Reports that CVS is closing as many as 900 stores as part of a consolidation plan that began last year and is expected to continue through the end of 2024. The company has been evaluating changes in population, consumer buying patterns, future health needs to ensure, I mean, come on, all that crap. It's like, yeah, we're pulling out of San Francisco because of the buying patterns. Yeah, there is no buying patterns in San Francisco. They're stealing everything.
I was gonna say, you don't have to buy in San Francisco.
No, you just go get it.
You just get your cart and walk around the store and put whatever you want in there and then, you know, push it outside.
No problem. And that's going to continue. That's sustainable. That's a sustainable future for all the people who are in business, is to have everything that they're working hard for get ripped off so that they go out of business. And that means everybody's going to have goods and services, right?
You will own nothing and you will like it.
Oh, Klaus just came in. Klaus.
I have to say, he looks a little bit better.
Uh-oh.
What was that about October 1st and things being all weird?
No, it's October 4th, actually, but it's already started. Dave came. He's in the studio. And we're going to talk a little bit about that October 4th meltdown thing that's coming, the big warning. I don't know. I got a clip. I'll let Buddy Brown explain it. I think he kind of goes pretty good here, you know, for a backwoods podunk hick guy just like us that, you know, believes in self-reliance and survival, and not depending on the government, because if the government giveth, the government taketh away. But I digress.
What do you mean? We have wisdom?
No. Backwoods. Oh, that's the name of the clip. Backwoods wisdom. Backwoods wisdom. Here we go with Buddy Brown. This will kind of tee up the October 4th talking points and give us something to think about.
Top of the morning, everybody.
Let's see if I can turn it up here.
October 4th is trending online, and it ain't for a good reason whatsoever. This is not going to be just a normal Wednesday, October 4th. Everything's fine. What's going to happen is FEMA, partnering with the FCC, is about to launch the most massive alert test in U.S. history. And even if you usually have your phone on silent, even if you usually put your notifications, you know, quiet, don't want any kind of tone, even if you unsubscribe from the Amber Alerts, even if you unsubscribe from the Silver Alerts, the Weather Alerts, this one you ain't going to be able to turn off. And nobody wants to know about this kind of stuff, but we're still going to know about it. Kind of like Kim Kardashian's butt injections. We don't want to know, but we still know about it. Just going to let you in on a little secret here. This is exactly why I use one of these right here. It's called a Refuge Ghost Sleeve. And most of y'all, you know about these Faraday sleeves and big tech. They've got microphones on you. They've got cameras on you. They got your location at all times. You can turn your phone off. It don't matter. We have now discovered that you can get your microphone listened to by anybody anywhere in the world. But if you carry one of these things right here, not only does it block out the 5G signals, it's the only one in the world that I know of that blocks out sound. Stick your phone in the sleeve. Cool as heck. Buffalo leather. Man, you can't get any cooler than this. So if you want one of these, they're awesome. RefugePrivacy.com. Use promo code BUDDY. Get 10% off your order. RefugePrivacy.com. Use code BUDDY. So as far as the October 4th alert goes, I'm going to be a hard pass on this one. Look, unless they're about to read the Epstein client list on this thing on live air for all of us to hear, I don't want to know about it. But my question is to y'all, you know, if they're going to do a test, y'all ever notice before they run a roller coaster, they do a test? Are they about to put us through a big roller coaster? Yeah, I think that would be a wise question to actually ask. Y'all ever been in a room, though, with a bunch of people, when just a simple Amber Alert goes off? It's scary as hell. Everybody thinks they did something wrong. And the truth is, this is going to be something that is going to incite fear in a whole lot of people that don't know what's going on. We can announce this all day long, October 4th, October 4th. And a lot of people still are just going to forget. A lot of people are never going to hear about it. But fear is the best method for control. We've known that since the beginning of time. Here's why I call BS on this whole alert, and I'd rather honestly take a hammer to my phone than have this thing go off on that particular day. They've already proven that they won't sound the alarms if a real emergency is going on. Maui, remember that much? We've talked about that at length here. No alarms were sounded that were supposed to be the most high-tech things in the world. Now you're going to tell us that we're going to sound all the alarms? We're going to let everybody know? Bull crap. So I'm already looking for misdirection. Do y'all see the steps that are in play here? Everybody I know is still, in 2023, right now, still walking around, just mentally screwed up from the lockdown, from being 2 years taken out of our lives. You can't travel, you're locked down, or you can't travel like you want to travel. That's for damn sure. Everybody is now engaging in more road rage than we've ever seen in our lives. People are throwing stuff at left fielders in MLB games. They're attacking entertainers on stage. They're losing their minds because we haven't mentally recovered for this. You send us back into another lockdown. You send us back into another bad situation. I feel like Americans, we're going to blow our tops off. One thing my granddad always used to say is a predator always salivates over his prey when he's wounded and he's limping, just like we are right now. What a brilliant time to go in for the real pain, you know? And I want to be clear here. I'm not at all in any way saying that I know something's going to happen or I feel like something's going to happen because I can't make that statement. But I do feel like if I was a supervillain, okay, this would be the perfect time to let all hell break loose. This would also be the perfect time to play a little mass formation psychosis. Y'all know my background is in psychology. That's where my brain goes every single time. I cannot help it. Okay, but there's a guy named Robert Malone. He was on Joe Rogan, I guess, 2-3 months back or something like that. It was a real interesting episode. If you ever caught that, he was talking about this complete phenomenon called mass formation psychosis, in which he says, when you have a society that's become so disengaged and they don't know who to believe, what to think, all the information looks true, but it's false, or false and it's actually true, and nobody has any clue where to go or what to believe. When you have that kind of situation, they will all look to their leaders and they will follow those people to hell and back because they got nobody else to follow. And as far as this information thing going out, look, the worst human instinct in the world is feeling like I got left out. I missed the message. I'm not on the mailing list. And when a real alert happens or a real war in the middle of the night from God knows where or what, I'm not going to be misinformed. So everybody's going to follow these people to hell and back, y'all. So I'm not saying.
I'm not sure we're following some hell and back there right there. There's a little more. Let me see what else is here.
This is what they're doing. But I'm saying I ain't going to trust it. So on October 4th, 2:20 Eastern Standard Time, you better believe I'm going to be down at the gun range. I'm going to have my phone in my truck because what the hell are they trying to get us ready for? Pay attention. I just want to give you all a heads up to keep your head on a swivel. This right here, this channel, these people, y'all, me, we're the first line of defense. God bless y'all. Be good.
So a couple things that there, you know. Number one, a friend of mine once told me there's three kinds of people. Those who watch things happen, those who make things happen, and those who wonder what happened. And we're seeing a lot of that play out across the board in a lot of different ways on those three types of people, you know. You got people that are out there making things happen, trying to get some changes, you know, here in the county, you know, voting. I guess we got to go away.
Aren't we a little early for that?
I thought we were.
20 and the 40, right?
No.
Oh.
30 and
just 30?
60.
Yeah, go ahead and run the break.
Go ahead and run the break.
Okay. Come back.
Stillwater Powwow is back at the Reading Rodeo Grounds, October 6th through 8th, with free admission for all ages. See beautiful dancers, hear powerful drummers, and experience the celebration of Native American culture and history. Proudly brought to you by the Reading Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino. The Stillwater Powwow and the Reading Rodeo Grounds, October 6th through the 8th. For information, visit stillwaterpowwow.com. Brought to you by the Potters, this station, and other proud sponsors.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Well, it's all. Someone to tell you everything. Sit around and wonder what tomorrow will bring. Maybe a damn thing.
Well, it's all right, even if they say you're wrong. Well, it's all right. Sometimes you gotta be strong. Well, it's all right, as long as you got someone to love.
Sovereign Minds, home of the Free Fire Media. We're back. It's Sunday once again, and yes, you're going to get your dose of conspiratory theory. Wow.
Well, it's weird that one that you had just played on that October 4th situation.
Right?
You've got all these people that, for a long time, as far as the conspiracy theories go, are like, "Oh, the graphene oxide, it's brought on by the 5G and the rest of it." Like, who knows at this point?
That's what I'm saying. I think that was a good thing when he's talking about. The fact is that you don't know what the truth is anymore, because half the time that they're telling you it's not the truth, you can almost guarantee it is, and half the time that they're telling you it is the truth, you can almost guarantee it's not, because now this is an actual thing that's happening. This is in, 3 days now or 2 days? FEMA and FCC plan a nationwide emergency alert test.
Yeah. But we've heard this before. Again, we don't know if it's actually going to happen.
No, we do. I'm looking at the FEMA website. This alert test is going to happen. Now, whether it has all the ramifications of all the conspiratorial viewpoints is another issue. But this is dated, August 3rd. This is from FEMA. You know, so I look it up. But FEMA and FCC plan a nationwide emergency alert test on October 4th. The text messages will be sent to all TVs, radios, and cell phones. Washington, FEMA, in coordination with the Federal Communication Commission, will conduct a nationwide test of the emergency alert system, wireless emergency alerts for this fall. Yeah, the nation will test, test will consist of two portions, testing WEA and EAS capabilities. Both tests are scheduled to begin approximately at 2:20 Eastern Standard Time on Wednesday, October 4th. The WEA portion of the test will be directed, and I'll post this on Facebook. The WEA portion of the test will be directed at all consumers' cell phones. This will be the third nationwide test, but the second test to all cellular devices. The text message will display in either English or Spanish, depending on the language setting in the wireless handset. So now I'm not going to say that all this other crap's going to happen. The test is going to happen, but I don't trust any of the government agencies anymore about anything.
There's two things that come to mind for me on this. Is there always seems to be, in Hollywood especially, they put out these movies that tend to display a lot of the things that are actually happening and going on before they happen on a lot of these ones that seem to be planned. So there's Kingsman comes to mind for where that other conspiracy theory came from, but there's also the elements of, okay, maybe they're doing this because we know that Taiwan's looking to invade China, and we also know about all these bio labs that are all over the United States. Maybe they have an idea that something else is coming and they have to get in front of it.
Well,
That's just as likely.
I think the economy is the first thing that we have to look at on a worldwide scale. China's starting to implode right now, and you've got a ton of other countries that are starting to implode. And so I think that's probably going to be the deal. We've watched the bond market in treasuries has been going up at the highest rate ever, at the fastest rate ever, I mean. And so you're starting to see a scenario here where we're accruing debt at $1 billion an hour. Based on the interest rates going up, if they continue to rise, it's going to wipe out the banks because what it does is they are all invested in these 10-year yield treasuries with hardly any interest rates. As soon as that interest rate goes up, it takes the value out of the 10 years that they're treasuries that they're holding. So what happens is that you collapse banks really quickly as the interest rate goes up. We already seen this once before in the first collapse back in the spring, with the Silicon Valley Bank and a few others. But what a lot of people don't realize is in that collapse, it actually had more assets collapse in that one than 08 as far as the numbers. It was like $1 trillion worth of assets collapsed overnight. Well, that was bigger than 08. And that was only a few banks. So they've blown this massive thing. This massive bubble, and it's not just a housing bubble or a banking bubble. It's a debt market bubble as well. And so this whole thing is ready to explode, whether you like it or not, whether you want to acknowledge it or not, whether you want to believe it or not. All you have to do is do some studying besides listening to CNN. They should change it to something like the I'm a Moron Network, because anybody who's – they're down to like 50,000 viewers now.
Fox is just as bad too.
Fox,
I'm
saying Fox is in the hen house. Okay, they are in the hen house just like everybody else by getting rid of Tucker and then this last debate thing with Dana Perino. You got her just a month or so before on stage at the Clinton Economic Forum or whatever it is. What's their Clinton Initiative? The worldwide charitable thing that went belly up almost after they lost the election. But now she's back there praising Hillary Clinton, saying she's an amazing person. This is Dana Perino. She's supposed to be a conservative. Who thinks that if you're a conservative, who is going to be praising Hillary Clinton at this point? The one who smashed all the cell phones, who got rid of all the
records.
She's an
evil person. She's been evil for years.
So,
you can go back in time with Hillary. She's just an evil individual.
And the people running, now I didn't watch the debates, I just caught clips, but the people who are running the debates are like off the charts left wing, especially the one gal. I mean, they're asking questions that it's like, are you kidding? What, that some of the candidates wouldn't even answer. Now, I thought the whole thing was a sham. How do you have a debate between all the guys that are running for the office, supposedly, except the guy who's leading by 50 points? What's the point?
I didn't watch any of it. It's like it's not worth the time.
No.
You know, it's just a bunch of BS all the way around.
That's what I'm saying.
Stuff.
That's Fox.
Yeah.
I watched about half of it, but it was just, you look at what's going on with these people, and they're all... It's a show. Like, Trump won the debates and he wasn't even there.
Right. So I want to.
And they're really talking about that, and that's out there, right? No. like usual.
I want to play this debate from Tucker. I also want to mention the fact that I went and saw The Blind yesterday, the movie about the Duck Dynasty guys, Phil Robertson and the family and what happened. Very good movie. I think you should go see it. I think it's very good. We took the kids to see it. I don't know. I think they're only playing like yesterday here. You have to get ahead of tickets, but it'll be coming out in DVD, I'm sure, or different ways to view it. It's a good movie, though. I think it's worth watching. So, with that said, let's listen to this Tucker clip. And I think this kind of capsulizes a lot of what we're talking about here on the grand scale of things on a worldwide information scale, on a worldwide news scale, on a worldwide event scale, because we are getting into freaking Crazyville. Okay? So here we go.
So they've done everything they can by legal means, which are in fact extra legal means, if we're being totally honest, completely third world stuff, to take the opponent out of the race, and they're still losing. So, I mean, I don't know what's going to happen. This is not going to be a race between Joe Biden and Donald Trump. I would bet my beloved fishing camp in Maine that that is not going to happen. That's not going to happen. So what will happen? Well, I don't know. One of like 400 distinct other possibilities? I mean, I just can't even, you know, pick one. By the way, if it's Gavin Newsom, we all should be very, very concerned. That guy's scary, and I mean it. I mean it, scary. Yeah, but that's a whole separate conversation. But the point is, this will be forced. These issues will be forced soon, like in a year. And the road from here to November of 2024 is going to be filled with developments nobody in this room could foresee. I can promise you that. So it's about to get very serious, for sure. It's only leadership of the world at stake, which is also, by the way, we now know, the most lucrative possible political franchise in human history. So everything's at stake. What wouldn't they do? What haven't they done? What might they do next? Let your imagination run wild. So the question, the only one that you can answer is, how will you prepare yourself for that? And because that really is the only question. And I mean, I just my answers to that in my own life, I'll just tell you what I think. One, be a little bit more serious. You know, like, take this seriously. Much as you want to retreat and pretend everything is fine, sit down. It's not fine. Okay? Two, you know, maybe if you look across at the people you despise, the small group of people running this country, it is small. It does not represent most people in America. It doesn't represent anything close to a majority at all. Again, just to restate, Donald Trump, who is hated as a blood enemy by over 40% of the population and who's been attacked in ways that no political figure has ever been attacked in the West, is beating the incumbent president, okay? I'm not sure that's entirely an endorsement of Trump. To some extent it is, and his empathy, that's real. But it's also a sign of revulsion, deep dissatisfaction with what we're doing. So most people are not on board with this. But the people who are responsible for it are the most dishonest, the most ruthless, the most anti-human group I've ever dealt with. And I spent 35 years living in Washington. I don't even recognize these people and what they're doing. I really don't. It's so dark. They're doing things that can't even on an academic level conceivably help the United States or the population that lives here. Letting in 7 million people from the poorest countries in the world illegally and then immediately putting them all on public benefits? I mean, that right there will destroy the country. And they did that on purpose. So these are really, really dark people. The darkest. So I need to be the opposite of that. And I'm not a super good person. The last thing I would do is claim to be. But this is the moment to try a little harder to be a little bit better. This is not the moment to be drunk all the time. This is not the moment to tell lies. As they go lower, go higher. And there are many reasons for this. And one is spiritual. Let's be totally honest. I do think this is a spiritual battle. There's no political explanation for it whatsoever. But one other reason is for the way that you feel about yourself. When you're honest, you are proud of yourself. When you're honest, you are strong. When you lie, you become weak. That is true. Tell a lie, you become weak. Why do you lie? Because you're hiding something. Because you believe that the people around you knew what you really thought or said or did, they would think less of you. That diminishes you. Your power ebbs when you lie. Tell the truth. Live.
I think there's a lot to unpack from that. And I think you know now why Fox got rid of Tucker Carlson, if you didn't know before, because he's telling the truth. There is powerful entities that have that are coercing together. And I have another clip from Dr. Peter McCullough that exposes the biopharmaceutical complex in the World Health Organization. I don't want to play it yet, but I want you to understand that these guys are all colluding together for whatever reason, whether you want to believe it or not, whether it's because of the money, whether it's because of the control, whether it's because of the control and the money, or was it the money and the control first? I'm not sure which came before the other. But at the same time, what you have to understand here is that they're lying about everything. And if you don't get that, oh, yeah, the economy's good. That's why I see all these homeless people all over the place. The border's closed. That's why we've got millions of aliens coming in. And you could go on and on and on and on, you know. But at what point in time do you go, this is done on purpose? At what point in time do you go, what do I need to do to prepare? And if you aren't preparing or haven't been preparing, I suggest you get prepared for whatever it is. Now, I don't know what's going to happen. I'm not a freaking psychologist or a prophet. But what I'm saying is that as somebody who understands the economy to a big degree, and I'm not even saying I'm a seer there or a guru. All I'm saying is that, you know, common sense and two equal four, not six.
Well, it's interesting to me, too, from the spiritual front. He mentioned that, and that's really where I've been focusing more and more of my efforts on it, because I've been realizing more and more this really is. It is a spiritual battle. And for the people that are not spiritual and the people that say, hey, I'm not a Christian, I'm not interested in any of that, take a look at who these people are and what they're doing. So this last week, you had a spirit cooking person who was assigned to be the liaison for Ukraine. The same person that they did spirit cooking, which
maybe you should explain spirit cooking, because maybe our audience out there doesn't know. Maybe they think they're cooking up butternut squashes for a Sunday dinner.
It's psychotic, is what it is. So you've got like ritualistic fill human sacrifice at most of these big parties that these elites go to, and this isn't hyperbole. This isn't conspiracy theory. Just look up, and you can see all these Hollywood stars doing fake ritualistic sacrifice, even if it's fake.
Let's say it's fake. Let's say it's all a big show. Let's say it's just a show for you know, to be cool at the in crowd.
What kind of person thinks of those things?
Right. And how come
they're so sad?
And how come that everybody is pro against anybody exposing pedophilia in Hollywood? How come Epstein's flight list never got exposed? How come Joe Biden's propensity to sniff young people's hair is never exposed on the mainstream media? And I'm not even saying there's anything wrong here. All I'm saying is that if all of that is just benign fake stuff, something's wrong.
Here's a quote from one of the things that they had written on the wall of one of these places, to where you've got fake blood all over somebody. They've got food that they're eating off of this fake dead person. With a sharp knife, cut deeply into your middle finger of your left hand and eat the pain.
Well, that's actually comes from a photograph with what's his name, used to be on the Clinton's campaign issue. He's the one that Rahm Emanuel. And that comes from a photograph of Rahm Emanuel. I suggest all you have to do to get kind of really creeped out is Google Podesta. No, it's actually Podesta, not Rahm Emanuel. It was John Podesta and his brother Tony. Google John Podesta or Tony Podesta's art and see what comes up. It's like, I don't care what you think, whether that's real or not. These people are creepy, and this is part of their art collections and stuff. You know, you've got so much. I mean, something is definitely wrong.
That's what I'm saying. What kind of people even have thoughts like that or have pictures like that? I don't even call them people. You know what I mean? That it's just beyond that, and we're allowing that, and people allow that to happen and not going to say anything or stand up.
Well, and why is that necessary? So Zelensky capped spirit cooking artist who cut pentagrams into her stomach to be new ambassador. Like, when you look into this person's history, It's not good.
It's sick.
And when you also end up looking at who visits all these, and even her herself. So in the past, they ended up saying, well, it's all just a show, right? It's not anything. And she said, well, depending on the context of how you do it, it could be a show or it could be real. It just depends on how you feel about it.
It's really cool. Why is everybody going to Epstein Island? Now, I don't want to get too far afield and down the conspiratorial thing. And I'll tell you why. Because then you're branded as a moron. You're branded as a conspiratorial idiot. You're branded as somebody who's way out there in left field, and that's why they want you to do it, even if it's true. That's why what Tucker said was very powerful, that you don't know what's true anymore. You don't know the truth. Do we know that Jeffrey Epstein had an island? Was Jeffrey Epstein killed in his jail cell?
He killed himself.
He killed himself.
We don't even need to go back that far. My point is, 2 days ago, as of TimCast, Disney employees amongst 219 people busted in Florida human trafficking sting operation.
Why do we want drag queen story hour for kindergartens? If you want to have drag queens and do whatever you want in a private setting with all adults, I don't care. Do whatever you want. You're a free person. But why is it so important to teach my kids about drag queens? Why is it so important?
Because to confuse them and manipulate them to do what you want them to do.
If you are deeming these people as harmless, why is it so important to get it into the schools?
Mm-hmm. Again, so they can control them and make them their little slaves and do what they want to do, how they want to do it to the children.
Let's go to a break real quick here. I want to go to a break, and then I want to come back with some COVID stuff here.
All right. If you want to call in, the number is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Do we have a break? Do we have music?
There's nobody in there.
There's nobody in the break room.
But back to, the children, that's why they're doing all this stuff to the children, so they can groom them and make them do what they want to do. They want to make slaves out of them.
As of today's date on the postmillennial, teacher charged with rape of 12-year-old student gets arrested after she allegedly warned he'll regret doing this. On Thursday, the former teacher, Alyssa McCallman, 38, was re-arrested at her Covington, Tennessee home for allegedly contacting the child that's accusing her of rape, which was a violation of the court order. No duh.
Yeah.
But this is the problem. Why do we keep seeing the teachers? It's constantly these teachers that are having all of these problems all the time. Why is it that these institutions, I mean, theoretically, they're vetting these people. Theoretically,
because where's the money coming from? Who's funding our schools and colleges?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not what you think it is, It's not coming from good places.
Well, and even since the 1930s. In the 1930s, we already had a whole bunch of people who ended up getting into the teachers' unions and testified before Congress. You had a bunch of communist people that come in and were trying to teach Marxism and communism inside of the schools. And it was testified at that point, under oath, that 1/4 of all of the teachers' union members were already Communist Party members. And of the people also who were there at most of the publishing houses, if not the director of the publishing house, then their secretary.
Yes.
That was already testified.
Yep.
That's something that we already know. And so if you have that's been festering for 100 years now almost.
If not longer.
Yeah. And when you look at Marx's works and you look at the things that he represented and the things that he did, defilement is probably about the kindest word you can end up saying. Defilement and debauchery. But anyway, it looks like we're going
to go ahead and go to a break, and we'll pick it up on the other side. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Wouldn't you like to ride in my beautiful balloon? Wouldn't you like to ride?
Hey, Hey friends, please join us at Reading Civic Auditorium for the first annual Justice Crab Feed, October 21st, to raise money in the fight against human trafficking in Reading and abroad.
All proceeds go directly to Hard Places Community and Justice 180, both nonprofit organizations. Tickets are available at $75 each, or you can get a table sponsorship as well. For more information, go to justicecrabfeed@gmail.com or find us on Instagram at justicecrabfeed.
Welcome to the Queen of Dragons Dispensary, your ultimate destination for top-notch cannabis experiences. Conveniently located at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard, Shasta Lake, our locally owned and operated dispensary takes pride in providing you with the best in price, value, and safety. Rest easy knowing that all of our products are rigorously tested for your peace of mind. We champion medical freedom, empowering you to choose what's right for you. At the Queen of Dragons, we house a remarkable selection of fresh, locally sourced, top-shelf indoor premium products packaged daily. Our prices start at just $25 per eighth. Unbelievable value for unbeatable quality. We're open 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. For exclusive deals and exciting updates, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at The Queen Dragons. Join our vibrant community, The Queen of Dragons Dispensary, where the fire of quality meets the freedom of choice. Visit us at www.queenofdragons.com or call 530-276-9771 to evaluate your cannabis experience today.
Well, it started out down a dirty road. Started out all alone, and the sun went down as across the hill, and the town lit up, the world got still. I'm learning to fly, but I ain't got wings. The hardest thing was the good old days may not return, and the rocks might melt, and the sea may burn. I'm learning to fly, but I ain't got wings.
There we go. Sovereign Minds, home of the Free Fire Media, a little Tom Petty and some Fifth Dimension there. Up, up, and away, I think. I had to run to the bathroom, though. I didn't have a choice.
Well, I'm glad you shared that with everybody in Radio Land.
I just so you know, it was a problem. Too much coffee this morning. Anyway. I just thought I'd let everybody know. That's why I was,
I'm sure that just made their Sunday day.
I think a saw palmetto can help with that.
Shut up.
Among other things, saw pimento will help with.
I'm going to give you some pimentos. All right. Mementos of a pimento.
That's that Irish in you.
Come on. Let's go.
All right.
Okay.
So I want to bring this up. Class action lawsuit was filed. This is a hat tip to Kay. This is a class action lawsuit was filed against Remdesivir manufacturer over alleged deceptive practices. Now, what's interesting, not only the fact that somebody's filing a class action lawsuit that was used across the United States against Remdesivir that was a treatment for COVID-19, that they've been hit with this, but what, two residents, one of whom is a relative of a person who died after receiving the Remdesivir, lodged the suit against the Gilead Sciences in Shasta County on September 26th. So this is kind of interesting. Deborah Fust, and this is off of Zero Hedge, and it's titled Class Action Lawsuit Filed Against Remdesivir Manufacturer Over Alleged Deceptive Practices, dated October 1st today. Tyler Durbin, obviously from Zero Hedge. But this is a local person, and the surviving spouse of Michael Fust and Edward Pimentel, who says he was injured after receiving. So these two people got together, Deborah Fust and Edward Pimentel, who were injured after receiving the remdesivir, are accusing California-based Gilead of failing to mention documented side effects in its promotion of remdesivir. It's a terrible drug. The nonprofit of thousands of members who have hospital records, and you can see there's a big difference in the creatine levels and the blood levels, kidney readings after they get the remdesivir. So this is Bradford Geyer, an attorney with former Feds Group, who's representing the plaintiffs, told the Epoch Times. So this is kind of an interesting thing that is right here and locally. It seems like Shasta County is at the tip of the sphere for the spear, not the sphere, for a lot of things.
Flat earther.
But it just seems like it gets crazier and crazier from here.
It's been amazing, actually. So there's another show that I listen to, The Right Report, that normally I listen to every morning, and it's amazing how many times I hear people asking questions on his show from Redding, California.
Yeah, it's intriguing.
The amount of people that are here that are actually doing things to save and better the country. Honestly, I mean, I don't think that the United States would be the place it is right now had it not been for our community standing up. Because we were making headline news constantly.
Right.
We were on the Tucker Show. Right. We were on Bongino's show.
It's kind of like, too, like what they've been doing with Trump to a degree. You know, the more that they slam Trump, the more people realize that this is a political prosecution to get rid of the political enemies. And the more that they slammed on Shasta County, the more people started standing up and realizing that, hey, you know, this is baloney. You know, they brand the whole recall movement as left. I'm sorry, right-wing, extremist, conspiratorial guys, the militia started the whole thing. Are you kidding me? So the whole thing was crap. And people that are local realize, you know, are talking, that's crap. And you got your local, meatheads that have been trying to brand everybody except them. But what's happening is as time is going by, people are waking up more and more and more to the lies that these people spread. And that's all they do is spread lies. They spread lies about everything. Oh, get the shot. There's nothing. Oh, Modi's a conservative. The economy's doing great. You're a conspiratorial theorist, and there's no substance.
I'm never gonna forgive those people that ended up making those rules and passing those in our community to shut down these businesses. I remember you walked by and you still haven't recovered.
Make it mandatory that a lot of them
and
get the jab.
They're still lying about it. They didn't make it mandatory. Yeah, you did.
But
you
I think of the big tipping point was when it came to the children. Now, that got a lot of people awake when the children started getting involved with the jab, because you had the parents going, whoa, what the hell's going on here?
And
then they started
away.
Questioning what was going on and what was behind the jab.
And they're all backing away from it. It's like we played a segment last week. I can't remember the podcast or the radio or whatever. We get so much news coming by our desk. And then Gruesome is now saying, it wasn't him. It was us. It was we. Who's we? What, you got a freaking mouse in your pocket? I mean, come on. He's the one that mandated. Now, there might have been a bunch of people that supported him down there in Sacramento.
He's the one that made the call on it.
Exactly. So
he's
it's
the one that
total
made the
crap.
Call. But again, I think that's what made the difference. And the troops started gathering in Shasta County over the children, and it's more so and more so when it comes to the children.
So I'm going to play this Peter McCullough clip here in a second, but I also got a headline here. This is new emails found prove Biden White House hid COVID vaccine harms from the public. No. Oh, yeah, they wouldn't do that, would they? Dr. Naomi Wolf revealed that documents obtained from government show that President Biden and his most senior advisors were included in the communication between the White House, the CDC, the NIH, and others about the harmful effects of the COVID vaccines. Most of the documents were redacted. In May of 2021, federal officials were panicked about the link between COVID vaccines and serious health conditions like myocarditis, thrombotic thrombocytopenia syndrome, blood clots. The officials that crafted a media response that Wolf said doesn't tell the truth. Gee, do we have a theme here? And it's the smoking gun because the government promotes the shots are safe and effective, and that is complete balderdash. The same media response that promoted the COVID vaccine produced and boosters was used in 2021 and 2022. So
why aren't all those people, why isn't he being charged? I'm just saying, that's murder.
Because when you know, there's an old saying, when treason doth prosper, none dare call it so. Let's go to the break and we'll come back.
Oh, the top of the hour.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. The threat of a federal government shutdown ended last night just before midnight when Congress cut a deal to keep federal agencies open until November 17th when it might all happen again. President Biden quickly signed the measure, saying it's good news for the American people. But it came at a cost. Congressman Matt Gaetz says he's going to try and remove House Speaker Kevin McCarthy from leadership this week. Gaetz's announcement this morning on CNN comes after McCarthy relied on Democratic help to pass the legislation that would avoid the shutdown. Gaetz is a Florida Republican who's been a longtime McCarthy nemesis. Donald Trump has his eye on a big presidential primary prize in California.
The former president made a personal pitch to California Republicans on Friday at their state convention in Anaheim. He declared that help is on the way to his supporters in a state where Democrats are dominant. Trump is working to solidify his support in the Golden State. California's 169 convention delegates are the biggest prize in the race for the GOP nomination, and Trump can win them all by getting at least 50% of the vote in the March 5th primary. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The head of the European Central Bank says interest rates will stay high as long as necessary.
Christine Lagarde says the high interest rates are designed to beat back inflation because upward pressure on prices remains strong. Lagarde says strong spending on holidays and travel and increasing wages were slowing the decline in price levels, even as the economy in the 20 countries that use the euro currency stays sluggish. The ECB recently raised its benchmark deposit rate to an all-time high of 4% after a record pace of increases.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Apple says a fix is on the way for its new iPhone 15, which sometimes gets so hot you can't hold it in your hand. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The government is spying on you. No surprise, I know. But did you know the banks are helping them? And did you know that withdrawing your cash from the bank can be very risky? That's right. Let Swiss America educate you about this. Banks are now required to spy on us for the government, and they report any behavior they think is suspicious. You'll be shocked when you read The Secret War on Cash from Swiss America. This new war against cash is really a war against the Constitution, against all freedom-loving Americans. You must read The Secret War on Cash. Get your free copy by calling or texting 800-266-6082. That's 800-266-6082. This war on cash is growing daily, and it also includes all forms of digital money. So please, get and read The Secret War on Cash free by calling or texting right now at 800-266-6082. That's 800-266-6082. Message and data rates may apply.
The death toll from a bombing at a religious ceremony in Pakistan has risen as more of the injured have died at the hospital.
Over 50 people have died from a bombing in southwestern Pakistan. The blast targeted people celebrating Muhammad's birthday in the Mastung district. AP footage from the aftermath of the blast showed victims' shoes, sandals and caps on the ground as a voice on a loudspeaker bellowed in the background. The following day, mourners lined up to pay their respects to some of the victims of the blast. No one has claimed responsibility for the attack in Masdung, but suspicion is likely to fall on the Islamic State group's regional affiliate. I'm Karen Chamas.
Media in the Maldives says opposition candidate Mohamed Muiz, who closely supports ties between the Indian Ocean archipelago and China, has won the presidential runoff. Happened yesterday, 53% of the vote. This is townhall.com. Bison are being rounded up.
South Dakota cowboys and cowgirls are rounding up a herd of more than 1,500 bison as part of an annual effort to maintain the health of the species, which has rebounded from near extinction. Visitors came from around the world and watched the thundering woolly creatures run over hills and grasslands Friday. Officials say Custer State Park hosts the nation's only bison roundup. The animals are corralled to be vaccinated and checked by vets. Ecologists estimate the park's grasslands can sustain about 1,000 bison over the next year. The park will auction off the others. About 400 calves are born each year in the park. Keith Peters reporting.
Today is Sunday, October the 1st, and some notable people are celebrating a birthday today, including, most prominently, former President Jimmy Carter. He is 99 years old today. Singer Julie Andrews has 88 candles on her cake. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Somebody remind me where I am, Miami or Timbuktu. Did I ever tell you my uncle's monkey ran away from the zoo? Would you tell me what this all means? What happens if I go through that door? 'Cause I'm looking up at the ceiling, but it's turning into the floor.
I guess they should have got some songs about a bubble.
I was just thinking over here, like, wait, is that an F-16? Oh, no!
Let's go ahead and play our version of the Town Hall here, and then we'll continue with what we were talking about.
I'm Penelope Smith, your host, here with the latest local updates. Nash Ranch in Redding is gearing up for an exceptional pumpkin harvest this year due to ample winter rainfall. They've expanded their pumpkin patch and removed parking spaces to accommodate the bumper crop. Owner Lewis Nash expects a record-breaking harvest thanks to the recent heavy rains that boosted pumpkin growth. Nash Ranch opens for pumpkin picking on Saturday, September 30th, one day earlier than usual. In our next story, Shasta County Clerk and Registrar of Voters, Kathy Darling Allen, announced that the California Secretary of State has reviewed and approved Shasta County's manual tally plan for the November 7th, 23 special election. The plan and an introductory letter were presented to the Shasta County Board of Supervisors. The letter outlined cost, recruitment, potential delays, and complications concerns. The plan and letter are available on the county elections website. An open house will be held on October 5th for voters to participate in a mock election using the new voting system and manual tally process. Shifting gears, the Anderson Union School District recently passed a controversial policy requiring school staff to report to parents within 3 days if a student requests to be referred to by a different name or gender than school records. At a recent board meeting, there was a discussion of potentially rescinding the policy due to a lack of stakeholder involvement in its creation. Jonah Thomas, a student board member, inquired about stakeholders, and Stacy Adams, another board member, clarified they include principals, teachers, and parents, excluding students. Community members expressed varied views on the policy, but board members stood by their initial positions. Jackie LaBarbera, a board member, staunchly defended the policy, asserting it complies with the law, despite opposing claims. Attorney General Rob Bonta opposes forced outing policies and sued another district for a similar one.
Debate persists on the policy's impact on a student's privacy and civil rights. In a related story, California Governor Gavin Newsom signed a bill on Monday to prevent school boards from rejecting textbooks that include teachings about diverse racial backgrounds, sexual orientations, and gender identities. Newsom sees this as a necessary step to counteract attempts to distort history and ban books in schools nationwide. The law, effective immediately, ensures that school boards cannot ban materials offering inclusive and diverse perspectives according to state law. To wrap up today's brief, in a recent development within the Gateway School District, candidate Casey Bowden made the decision to withdraw from a candidate forum that was supposed to be nonpartisan and was hosted by concerned citizens of the Gateway School District. Bowden's rationale for this withdrawal was his belief that partisan organizations were somehow involved in the event. However, the organizers of the forum countered this claim by asserting that they had presented it as an initiative undertaken by their group, free from any partisan influences. Bowden's decision to withdraw from the forum has prompted some important questions regarding his level of diligence and the manner in which he might conduct himself as a potential board member. Furthermore, this move denied residents of Shasta Lake the opportunity to gain insights into his vision for the Gateway School District and his approach to leadership. It's worth noting that it is not uncommon for partisan groups to extend invitations to candidates for participation in ostensibly nonpartisan election forums. Thank you for listening to your Shasta Lake Town Hall Brief. Become a part of the conversation at Shasta Lake Town Hall on Facebook or at 420 Truth Teller on X, formerly Twitter.
Excuse me. There you go.
Yeah.
Wow. I wanted to say something about this surreal crap this last week. Okay, so our local mainstream news organization, the Channel 7, I think, KRCR, I always get that wrong. So I was listening to the news the day of the impeachment hearings on Biden. They didn't even cover it. I mean, they played some story out of Trinity County about some pets getting lost as the opening story. So let me get this
straight. Don't believe that there's any evidence of him doing anything wrong on anything.
Because do you know why these guys are so screwed up on the left? It's because they don't listen to anything on the right, regardless of whether there's something happening there or not. They're so screwed up because they don't even know that he's being impeached or there's evidence. Oh, there's no evidence. There's so much evidence. They got direct payments from China going to his address, at his house, into his bank account. And it's like, that's not evidence.
Yeah, directly wired to his house.
That's not evidence. His son gaining all this money, it's just absolutely insane. And then when you listen to that clip we just listened to on the town hall. Yeah, they don't want people, banning books. Nobody's banning any books. What we're saying is you can't put pornography in front of our children at school.
Only certain books we don't want in the school.
See how they twist?
They
completely twist it. It is so twisted up. Oh, you're banning books. No, it's not like we're in Nazi Germany throwing Bibles onto a fire. We're saying, the drag queen story hour thing? Nah, not good for our kids.
Oh, and that's mild stuff. You ought to see some of the stuff in those books that are on the shelves in the libraries right now. I mean, that's mild. Transgender story time?
That's very mild. In fact,
exactly, because
if they were enforcing the laws, anybody having those on their shelves should go to jail.
Yeah.
Like, that's how bad a lot of the material is. That's not hyperbole.
Well, it's so bad that,
they
won't let them read it at a board of supervisors. They're going, no, stop, that's awful. But that's what's
highly pornographic.
But that's okay for the children to be reading that. Yeah, again, just banning certain books, the bad stuff.
Well, they're not even banning books. They're saying just don't put it to the kids. That's the whole point. It's not a book ban.
Those books we don't want in the school, period.
Well, and you've also got teachers, too, that have been caught giving these books as assignments and forcing kids to do it. Now, not on the explicitly explicit pages. Instead, they're getting
the assignment for a page that one page before it is super explicit and one page after it is super explicit. So, you know, you're a kid, you got to go through those pages to get to where your assignment is.
But we've got groups that have gone through and they've got the page number, they've got all of the content of what is being said in those books. And different libraries. It's
these guys lie about everything. They lie from the beginning to the end. They've lied. They've always lied. They just lie about everything. And before we move on to that, let's talk about a little bit of the local elections on the signatures on Kevin Cry.
So they a bunch of BS.
So they threw out 15 signatures on the ballot thing. Now. Mm-hmm. We had to get like 8,000, and they threw out thousands of signatures. How do you reconcile that they just squeaked by with 15 signatures only being thrown out? The statistics on that are completely off the charts. That's ridiculous. But hey, we trust our local. We need to trust our local voter register.
Don't question it.
Don't question. Shut up.
Yep. And with that, we do have a caller on the line. I almost forgot. I'm so sorry, Lori. We got. To talk in here. Are you still there?
I am. And I was about to go do a search for a blood pressure equipment for myself.
What?
No, I after the top of the hour, I was pretty calm. I was chilling. And now I'm totally worked up. Thank you. Like, go on. I was just going to give you a quick review, a movie review, documentary, and then a little bit on Mike Adams' Natural News on Crime. If you could put in, I was intrigued by your coverage of the Remdesivir class action lawsuit here locally. If you can put that in the chat room, because that is news to me, and I absolutely want to be aware of every time this county is taking the lead, big time, illumination, charge ahead. And then I put in the chat room, stop the shots, about a woman, so like 3 minutes, Kelly Sue, perfectly healthy woman, took two shots, and now she's been half dead all along, and yeah. I'm sorry, medical people. You have got to start owning this.
Yeah, right, and we got some more evidence. I know it's not. We actually have more evidence. I know there's no evidence, but there's a ton of evidence.
No, and apparently we're supposed to hear this Board of Supervisor meeting on the I believe it's the third we meet. The health officer that will be officially announced after how long has this taken? Personally, I think they can readjust and do just fine. We've gone along just okay fine without a Karen Ramstrom 2.0, unless they've found some magical person that's going to start addressing all of it and be truthful. So if I can, I've lined up my notes here to just give you a quick it's a documentary that just came out at Epoch Times. That's E-P-O-C-H for people listening. And it's about an hour and 9 minutes long, and it covers why our rural areas are being taken over by either housing issues for all these refugees, immigrants, illegals, whatever label you want to call it, and or corporate ag, which is all this fake food, Frankie's mm-hmm. food, and all the rest. So it's called No Farmers, No Food. I watched it yesterday. And the host is Roman Balamikov. I don't know if I even said his name right. But
I don't think that was it, but go ahead.
Yeah. So anyway, maybe not. I don't know. They're covering two issues. This is the theme of the entire documentary, is that the nitrogen problem, they're trying to label that as the issue when it's another scam, just like climate change, and we have to put you in EV cars and vehicles. And the other issue is the organic farming. So in essence, and by the way, Doug LaMalfa was in it for a couple of minutes, and Debbie
Bacchicalupa.
Yeah, rancher and a farmer. Okay, so they're kind of going from the whole California thing because, you know, it's a large state, and we do have a lot of rural crops and ag. So if the government's going to come after our land, they have to make it impossible to be a successful small farmer or middle-sized farmer. And so they look at other nations experiencing the same thing because this is a global attack. It's just not one area. Basically, the whole nitrogen thing is just a total farce and a scam. It's all made up. So you can listen to the farmers talking about that. What it has to do with is if you're asking and demanding that the nitrogen be decreased, you're asking them to farm 90 to 95% less than cattle, half of your crops or more, so that you can't survive. So this is how you extinguish a complete industry. And the second issue in the documentary was about organics, and that if they can force that, which is extremely expensive, and people would have to work several jobs just to even make a couple pennies on the dime, and maybe some organic farmers can chime in if you have time today in your show broadcast. But Sri Lanka, which is really a democratic socialist republic, it's not really an independent government. Anyway, they're talking about, and we've heard this before, farmers sometimes will be so desperate they'll commit suicide. They always say it's science matters. They point to the fact that some of the younger population has no clue what's really going on. They just think that as long as McDonald's is chugging out food or there's still some food on the shelves, you don't always get what you want. I shop for elders in part of my work, and they don't get what they want. They want certain things. It's not there. So that's kind of the movie review. The coho salmon thing, that was a coastal fish, and they're tearing down the dams, just like Klamath, just to destroy these people's water rights and whatnot. So my last issue I was going to check in was Mike Adams. Did you need to go to a break?
No.
Okay. Mike Adams, he's under Health Ranger, all the rest, and he did a five-point thing to look out for, and Mark and Linda and Dave, I know you guys talk about this a lot, but he really did a nice synopsis of crime's going to continue to spread. We already see it. We hear it on our local talk shows. There's not going to be a whole lot of police left in the inner cities. Look at Chaz a couple of years ago. So those no-go zones are going to be increasing. No-go, cops won't go, sheriff, law enforcement. Property values will crash in these no-go zones. So the cities will start to crumble into bankruptcy. No insurance. We're already seeing that with the fire insurance and whatnot. We've had our local businesses get together with Jason Miller and Oni to have a security system put in place. Back to my other points, federal government's going to start to bail out these cities. They'll have fake currency. Linda, you know about the money stuff a whole lot more than I sure do. They're going to cut off pensions and benefits. Mm-hmm. More collapse of government workers. We're going to have Mad Max. So when the currency continues to collapse, the land will be worthless in these collapsing cities. They're going to have tent cities like in Chicago. They might start with six tents. Then all of a sudden it's 12 tents, then it's 18. You get the idea. It's just going to blossom into just tent cities and looking like a third world country. Trucks won't be able to travel much because of the gas and fuel prices. We're already getting
there.
That. Yep, and then final, he said they're going to have food deserts and that the water is going to be unsafe. We already know tap water can be contaminated with, you know, fluoride, chlorine, whatever they want to put in the water, to be quite honest. So FEMA, look out. All these people flooding the southern border, I don't know how much we can barter, but, wow, I'm going to start paying attention far more to bartering because I think it's worse than it always is, and we always find out later unless you're really checking and researching. So that's kind of my mini report, and I like the town hall report by the Shasta Lake lady. I don't know if I've recognized her voice. I don't know who she is, though. I'll find out.
Yeah. I know who it is. But...
Then you can email me later.
All right. So there you go. Thank you.
There you go, folks.
All right.
Very good.
Thanks for the update.
Now, going back to the Remdesivir lawsuit, I actually know the lady who's involved in the lawsuit, which is kind of interesting, and that kind of caught my eye as well. And I'm going to probably contact her to do an interview with her on this if possible. We'll see how that goes. All right. So let's go to, I had a clip here. Okay, so let's talk about lying. They don't lie to us, do they? They don't lie about anything. They're not liars.
I just want to know when they tell the truth.
Okay, so let's just, nobody said you wouldn't get COVID, remember, if you got vaccinated? Anthony Fauci, when people get vaccinated, they're not going to get infected. President Biden, you're not going to get COVID if you have these vaccinations. You got Walensky, Rochelle, MD, CDC director. Vaccinated people do not carry the virus and don't get sick. Rachel Maddow. Now we know that vaccines work well enough and that stops the virus. Then we got Bill Gates. Who's an expert at what? Software? I don't know how he gets the pass here. Everybody who takes the vaccine is reducing their transmission. I think that they're changing their transmission in their car, possibly, because they've passed
it on.
Yeah,
they're going to pass it on to everybody else that doesn't have it already.
There's no variant. This is Albert Bourla, Pfizer CEO, and you can trust what he has to say. There's no variant that escapes the protection of our vaccines, even though we made sure that nobody could sue us because under the Emergency
Authorization Act. No, it doesn't escape because you got to keep having some more jabs. So, yeah, it can't escape because you just keep getting more vaccines and it's all good.
And they're not making any, like, money.
No, now we're up to, what, 8, 9, 10, whatever, you know.
What's a few billion between friends? But let's hear what they have to say. Here we go.
You're not going to get COVID if you have these vaccinations.
These vaccines are highly, highly effective.
Vaccinated people do not carry the virus, don't get sick.
They're really, really good against variants.
Everyone who takes the vaccine is not just protecting themselves, but reducing their transmission to other people and allowing society to get back to normal.
Get your first shot, and when you're due for your second, get your second shot.
A key goal is to stop the transmission, to get the immunity levels up so that you get almost no infection going on whatsoever.
When people are vaccinated, they can feel safe that they are not going to get infected.
If you're vaccinated, you're not going to be hospitalized, you're not going to be in an ICU unit, and you're not going to die.
If you are fully vaccinated, you no longer need to wear a mask.
Anyone who is fully vaccinated can participate in indoor and outdoor activities, large or small, without wearing a mask or physical distancing.
But what they can't do anymore is prevent transmission.
You know, we didn't have vaccines that block transmission. We got vaccines that have to do with your health, but they only slightly reduce the transmission. So we need a new way of doing the vaccine.
The level of virus in the nasopharynx of a person who's vaccinated and infected is the same level as the level of virus in the nasopharynx of an unvaccinated person.
Reports from our international colleagues, including Israel, suggest increased risk of severe disease amongst those vaccinated early.
And if you look at Israel, which has always been a month to a month and a half ahead of us, they are seeing a waning of immunity, not only against infection, but against hospitalizations and to some extent death. The booster might actually be an essential part of the primary regimen that people should have.
The plan is for every adult to get a booster shot.
Clearly one of the best investments I've ever been involved in.
Yeah, it is, because I'm making lots of money really quick.
Thanks, man. What a guy.
So, yeah, you know.
I want to play this right after that. This is Peter McCullough, and he's at a forum, and I think what he has to say should be listened to. This is a guy who's an expert. I don't proclaim to be an expert, but I kind of like to think I have a little bit of common sense. And let's see what he had to say.
There have been two waves of injury to the world. The first has been the SARS-CoV-2 infection, which preyed upon the frail and the elderly. And then the second wave of injury now has been the COVID-19 vaccines. The role of the WHO appears to be adverse in both of these. The role of the WHO appears to be operating within a biopharmaceutical complex, a syndicate, a complicated syndicate that has formed over time. It includes the WHO, the United Nations, the World Economic Forum, the Gates Foundation, Rockefeller Foundation, the Wellcome Trust, Gavi, CEPI, the Coalition for Epidemic Preparedness and Innovation that Gates Foundation and the WEF formed largely. The Department of State in the United States, the National Institutes of Health, the CDC, the FDA, the MHRA in the UK, the TGA in Australia, SAHPRA in South Africa, the EMA here in Europe. This grouping of non-governmental organizations with governmental public health agencies is operating as a unit. They're carefully coordinated. And the impact has been adverse. At the outset of the pandemic, there was an investigation by the WHO on the origins of SARS-CoV-2. That's when the beginning of the cover-up began. Rear Admiral Brett Gerard in the United States nominated three independent scientists to go to Wuhan and figure out what was going on. We knew at that time, and this has all come out in congressional hearings, that Anthony Fauci, Francis Collins, Jeremy Farrar, who was at the Wellcome Trust, who's now the chief scientist at the WHO, Christian Anderson at Scripps, Edwin Holmes in Sydney, Peter Desick at the EcoHealth Alliance. They all conspired in January of 2020 to cover up what they knew. that the virus was engineered in a joint U.S.-Chinese collaboration in the lab in Wuhan, China. And they deceived the world with 12 subsequent fraudulent papers in the peer-reviewed literature. These were quarterbacked by Jeremy Farrar, who is the chief scientist at the WHO. This is all in the series of reports in the House Select Committee in the United States by the U.S. Congress, led by Representative Brad Wenstrup. The WHO has played an adverse role from the very beginning, deceiving the world on the origins of SARS-CoV-2. Doctors like us in clinical practice got behind on this because our governments and agencies like the WHO weren't honest with us. And instead of helping us, or at least getting out of the way in terms of treating patients and saving lives, they got in the way and they impeded our ability to treat patients. They effectively created an entire environment of therapeutic nihilism. There are only two things that prevented hospitalization and death. One was early treatment early on, and then the second was to acquire natural immunity with the first episode of the infection. Nothing else worked. There are only two bad outcomes, hospitalization and death. To this day, the WHO does not support, embrace, or promulgate early treatment protocols for patients with acute COVID-19. That should tell you something. That should be a wake-up call. We're going on 3 years of this. 3 years of this. And still nothing to reduce human suffering from the WHO. Nothing. In fact, efforts that enhance human suffering. Because the first wave was the illness. And I've testified in the U.S. Senate multiple times. The majority of hospitalizations and deaths were completely avoidable in the highest risk patients with early intervention, starting with virucidal nasal sprays and gargles, and then intravenous and oral drugs administered at home to get people through the illness. Now enter the vaccines. Since 2021, the vaccines have ravaged the population in the world. Worldwide, two-thirds of people took a vaccine. The United States COVID Community State Study shows 75% of Americans took a vaccine. Thankfully, 25% didn't. I was the only public health and public figure in the United States in writing to question the vaccines before they came out. And I did it as loudly as I could. The COVID-19 vaccines in the United States, 94% of Americans took a messenger RNA vaccine. It is the genetic code for the potentially lethal spike protein part of the virus. It was the worst idea ever to install the genetic code by injection and allow unbridled production of a potentially lethal protein in the human body for an uncontrolled duration of time. Everything we've learned about the vaccines since they've come out is horrifying. There's not a single study showing that the messenger RNA is broken down because it's pseudouridinated. It's made synthetically. It cannot be broken down. There's not a study showing it leaves the body. We now have papers by Castriuda who demonstrates the messenger RNA circulating for a month. That's as long as they've looked. We have the spike protein, the lethal protein from the vaccines, found in the human body after vaccination, circulating at least for 6 months, if not longer. And if people take an injection in another 6 months, there's another installation in more circulating, potentially lethal protein. The spike protein is proven in 3,400 peer-reviewed manuscripts to cause four major domains of disease. One is cardiovascular disease, heart inflammation, or myocarditis. Every regulatory agency agrees the vaccines cause myocarditis. I'm a cardiologist. Before COVID, for years, we've had guidelines in cardiology. When there is myocarditis, whether it's symptomatic or not, people cannot exert themselves in athletics. It will cause a cardiac arrest. And yet across Europe and across the United States, sports leagues were injecting young people who had no medical necessity, no clinical indication with these vaccines. And we have seen a montage of cardiac arrests in young individuals. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you as an expert cardiologist, these cardiac arrests are due to the COVID-19 vaccine until proven otherwise. They are. Other cardiovascular diseases caused by the vaccine proven. Acceleration of atherosclerotic cardiovascular disease and heart attacks or cardiovascular arrest. Posterior orthostatic tachycardia syndrome or POTS, or people passing out due to low blood pressure. You have seen montages of people in the media, one after another, passing out like you've never seen before. It is the vaccine until proven otherwise. Aortic dissection, atrial fibrillation, other arrhythmias. Cardiac arrest in the absence of myocarditis has been described with the COVID-19 vaccines. The cardiovascular domain of damage in the human body from the vaccine is substantial, more than anything we've ever seen with cholesterol, high blood pressure, or diabetes. The second major domain is neurologic disease, stroke, both ischemic and hemorrhagic, Guillain-Barré syndrome, ascending paralysis that can lead to death, which it has led to death with messenger RNA vaccines, agreed to by all of our regulatory agencies, small fiber neuropathy, numbness and tingling, ringing in the ears, headaches. These are common. Third major domain, blood clots. Blood clots like we've never seen before. The spike protein is the most thrombogenic protein we've ever seen in human medicine. It's found in the blood clots. The spike protein causes blood clots. Blood clots larger and more resistant to blood thinners than we've ever experienced in human medicine. I have patients with blood clots now going on 2 years, and they are not dissolving with conventional blood thinners due to these vaccines. We can't get these out of the body. We can't get the messenger RNA or the spike protein out of the body, as is continually produced.
I'm going to stop it there, and I'm going to post the rest of it online. I think that was one of the most important medical analogies by a doctor who knows what he's talking about that I've ever heard. Funny how they just missed that on KRCR locally. Funny how we were talking about the pet situation in Trinity County the day the impeachment proceedings. So if you think that you're being told the truth and you're running around out there, it's the right wing extremists that are liars. You need to go back and look a little bit more at the evidence. Oh, the real evidence. Yeah, that stuff that actually exists. And maybe you need to think about your position a little bit more. And maybe there was a conspiracy. I don't know. You make up your own mind. I think we should go to a break, though.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Join Token's radio show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as hosts Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Token's radio show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
We got a caller, I guess.
We do. Oh, we did have Andrew from Bernie. Is he still on? Are you there, Andrew?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Barely, but we can hear you.
Really? Well.
Now that's good.
Okay. Good. That doctor's report made my pancreas hurt. I just took some aspirin. I want to talk about October 4th.
Yeah.
You do know that they've changed it from 2030 to 2025. The plan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You are aware of that.
Yep.
No,
okay,
I didn't hear that.
They changed the agenda 2030 to 2025.
No, I haven't caught up to that one yet.
Well, they're speeding things up, it seems, doesn't it?
Yep. Yeah.
Well, they're pushing it faster and faster, and there's elements of it to where following some of the things that they're doing, it really seems like they want us in a war. It seems like they want a world war to kick off and be going, from what I can see.
Right. You remember the Deagle report?
I can't say
no.
I do.
To the American population by 2025 would be roughly 90 million.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
We're currently 330 in that ballpark.
Yeah, it was a massive, massive reduction. And at the time, nobody really seemed to question it.
I'm tying October 4th into this. Did you know it's global? It's actually Israel's doing it at the same time.
That's interesting.
I did not know that.
Also, if we look at these people, they play with numbers. 2:22 Eastern time. What's the math on 3 2s? 6. On the West Coast, it'll be 11:22. 1:1 plus 2:2. I know I'm going out here.
Got to be careful. You got to be careful. I have to reel you in.
These people do work on numerology, and they have to announce it before they do. And 2015 or 16, the movie Cell came out.
Mm-hmm.
Folks ever seen that?
I haven't seen that one.
This could be a real depopulation deal. Also,
I have no doubt that that's in their agenda, whether it's this or the vaccine or the starvation or, you know, the world supply lines, whatever it is. I believe that that's what their goal is.
Coupled with the vaccine, because they named it an operating system, did they not?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, they did. And then if it doesn't work, we're going to go on my mother's birthday, October 11th, the same time.
Correct.
Wow.
Yeah. I had bought that. And they're saying you can put your phone in your microwave to act as a Faraday cage. I don't know.
I looked up some of the Faraday cage phone stuff, and they actually have some, and you can get them online. That Buddy Brown clip had a copy of them. They have them on Amazon. How effective they are, I'm not sure. I kind of like the fact that if they work and they don't track you at the least, I think that might be a good idea.
So that makes sense to me. That the problem that I have with a lot of these ideas is that the phones themselves are not really the ones that are emitting the frequencies. It's the towers and the things of that nature. So,
no, this is just a way to keep the phone from tracking you.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, and from that standpoint, it makes perfect
sense.
But
it's coming to the TV and everything else, so...
Well, and radio, from what I understand, as well.
Maybe
right.
We need, like, people Faraday cages, where we just crawl into a suit, you know, and...
Mylar balloon, that's what I'm
doing. Some people actually have that. There's some folks that they'll actually make like their bedroom a Faraday cage, and they also have it to where it's just a grounded area, and they claim health benefits.
I don't know. I think that you could go too far, I think. I think as a minimum, you should be preparing for the food lines to go down, maybe go get bankless a little bit on your cash, and
I don't think I'd have a ton of money in the stock market for my retirement, or would I be counting on Social Security? I think those are the steps that people should take immediately, and then the rest go through and figure out what you think is true or not, because we're living in a sea of lies. It's hard to figure out what to do.
I would say unplug from somebody else having control of your stuff, like you say, the food supply or whatever, that somebody else isn't in control, and be with your neighbors in your community so you know where to get things.
Go ahead, Andrew.
You know, in the early 1800s, when the telegraph came online, there was something called teletype of sickness. And they figured out how to ground it better. I mean, electricity affects us.
Mm-hmm.
There's no doubt. And we are frequency and light beings. I want to say thanks, Lori. She was supposed to come on and talk about some of this. We spoke earlier today. No, she's a fantastic gal. But I'm concerned. I'm going to be hunting with my son. And out of any range of any frequency, if you will, in an old CJ5. So,
not a bad idea. Hey, good luck. You know, we still got a couple more weeks before the season's over.
Mm-hmm.
If their season, and everything's up high, it seems, so I'm going to have to run up a little higher.
I don't know. I found a buck pretty low, actually.
Did you? I saw. Well, this now we're in the hunting show with Mark.
Buck Commander here.
Right on.
10 tricks to get that 6-pointer.
Pretty simple.
You know, the young ones are very delicious with milk on their lips still. They really are.
Well, then you're having a Bambi burger. Is that...
Well, it's fantastic. Anyway, so I know I go out on a limb. But I believe there's a good reason for it. And buy silver, buy guns, buy ammunition. Oh, by the way, our ammunition tax went up.
Oh, yeah. Gavin the Terrible down there in Sacramento. Now, that wasn't retribution for those big wins on the Second Amendment, you know.
Baird
versus Bonta and Duncan, I think.
How's
the
about
one.
The 100 new gun laws he signed into effect? Anybody covering that?
Well,
what are the, do you know any day?
I haven't had a chance to go through them all, but yeah, it was right after we ended up getting that win from the magazines. It was like the very next day he ended up signing, I think it was close to 100 new gun bills.
I think he's going to be getting the double barrel family friendly, though, from most people.
But isn't that kind of what he did when it came to the children, too? He signed one bill and it was, hey, he's doing good, and then he...
Sign three more.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, well, that whole thing on the children thing was a garbage deal anyway. He's saying, you know, it's all political theater now, because I think what's going to happen is now that you got Feinstein that has died, I think Kamala Harris is going to resign.
That's
She's going to take Feinstein's spot, and they're going to appoint Gavin Newsom in as the vice.
I heard Feinstein's going to keep voting.
Well, she already did.
Yeah. And then he'll go to VP, and then they'll get rid of Biden.
Well, Biden, I think, is getting rid of himself.
Well, that's
they,
true.
They just went down there and grabbed one of the Spirit Halloween voice boxes from the pirate so she can still say I.
any parting shots there, Andrew?
Y'all ought to listen to Deborah Tavares, Santa Rosa native, I guess. And she puts a few SGT report. I mean, there's just... a tremendous amount of information out there. Quit looking at CNN. I know, Mark, it's one of your faves.
Well, there's nobody. But here's the thing, Andrew. Nobody's looking at CNN anymore. And they're down to like 50,000.
Go to an airport. Contracted to pay that price. Anyway. The mother weppers are not going to win. We are. It's in the Bible. We win this. Anyway, great show. Thank you. Let me air a little bit.
Thanks for calling in. We appreciate it.
Very good.
So I want to pivot to what took place over there in Canada.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know, and let me set it up for you. So we're all Nazis, right? Everybody who's a right-wing constitutionalist is a right-wing extremist Nazi. And
slave owner,
white supremacist, whatever. But in Canada, what did they do?
So I have this article right here that comes after it. The Speaker of Canada's House Commons apologized Sunday for recognizing a man who fought for a Nazi military unit during World War II, just after Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky delivered an address to the House of Commons on Friday. Canadian lawmakers gave 98-year-old Yaroslav Hunka a standing ovation when Speaker Anthony Rota drew attention to him. Rota introduced Hunka as a war hero who fought first for Ukrainian division. In my remarks following the address of President Ukraine, I recognize an individual in the gallery. I have subsequently become aware of more information, which causes me to regret my decision to do so, Rota said in a statement.
Yeah, they found out he was a real Nazi. In other words, I'm a fake Nazi. But you'll get a standing ovation if you're a real Nazi. And, boy, that's, what the heck?
Well, and the sad thing is they actually recognize him as fighting the Russians in World War II.
So let's see. What? The Russians were on the side of freeing the people in Germany and the Jewish guys and saving them. They were actually part of the, not the Axis of Evil, but the Allies, which was, United States, England, and Russia, got together to fight the Axis of Evil. I don't know. I'm not going to rewrite history, but the guy was actually a Nazi, and, that's okay. You right-wing conservative.
Isn't George Soros a Nazi?
Well, we don't want to talk about George Soros.
but then our lady went and...
That would make you a conspiratorial theorist.
No, she really did go there and speak. Actually, Kathy Darling, she really went there and...
You can trust her.
Yeah.
On that front, too,
I have said so.
Soros' son actually has been stepping up to the plate and taking over a lot more of what he's been doing.
Son of Soros.
And apparently he's much, much worse than Soros. He's actually said as much himself. So
does SS mean anything to you?
Well,
just saying.
Can we just take a moment to appreciate this? Last week, you have them actually recognizing an actual Nazi, who's still one of the few living ones, 98 years old, that fought against the Russians, at the same time as Zelensky has a new ambassador of Spirit Cooking Witch. Awesome!
And,
this couldn't get better!
Well, we can't stop without at least acknowledging that RFK Jr. is now going to run as an independent, which kind of seals the deal a little bit, unless you can figure out a way to get rid of Trump.
I actually think that the reason we are probably going to win this next election is because he is running as an independent.
I think that, here's the thing. It's like cheating in poker. You can only cheat a little bit or you get caught. And the problem is that if the American population is like in the polls 90% for Trump and 30% for Biden, it's kind of hard to cheat the spread.
But if you stack the deck...
Yeah.
It happens.
But then it's obvious. Not to some people, obviously.
That's
all right, so even last time, you had the whole, everybody now has seen the iconic, you've got the Trump line that goes all the way up, and you got the Biden line that
but that's what, in the prior elections, they would always frame, it's 51 to 50, it's back and forth, up and down, and they're really close, because in a real close election, you only need to cheat a few votes. But when it's like 90 to 30, or 90 to 10, it's like, wow, it's pretty hard to make up that spread because it doesn't matter how much, unless you're completely, you might as well just send in the troops.
I think they just lock it down more. You look at 2020, I haven't seen anything change.
But then the jig's up. See, here's the thing. Doesn't matter then anymore, does it? The mustard's off the dog at that point.
No, I think you still gotta go. I think you still gotta end up.
You're missing my point. If you have an out and out takeover, there's no kidding around. Everybody shows up with rifles and said, get back to your house. There's no kidding anymore. You can't, there's no fooling everybody. There's no, we're doing this everybody for your own good. No, now it's out in the open, and what are you gonna do? Now, I'm not saying nobody's going to do anything or somebody's going to do something. All I'm saying is when the public knows that you are taking over as a dictator. That's a whole different thing than fooling everybody thinking you won an election.
How could you not right now? You look at what's going on right now in the January 6th instance. You've got people like the Proud Boys founder, the guy that's at the front of it. He wasn't even present. They had one loose text message that they tried to get him on.
Do you know why right now? I'm getting all my money from Social Security. I have a big, huge government pension. I work for the government, so all my money's and that's a ton of people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and so I'm on welfare. I'm getting food stamps. Let's see, I'm getting a government pension. I work for the government. I have
Now I'm sending it over to Ukraine, and you don't get it.
What happens when the economy folds and that disappears, and somebody steps in and says, "Well, voting doesn't really matter anymore."
40% of millennial jobs, it's not 40, it's 32% of millennials' jobs right now are government. How do we solve a problem?
What happens when the government has no more funds to run, or you completely decimate the economy through the inflation? We're there! I'm telling you, we're on a time bomb that's ticking on a collapse. You know, now what does that mean in terms of reality? Well, in the usual scenarios, what it means is the economy goes completely to crap. It's a fend for yourself. None of the money's worth anything. And there's a credit freeze up, which means that if you don't have any food or supplies, you're in deep trouble and you better be able to defend yourself.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Again, invent a parallel economy. Know your neighbors. Know where you can get things. Don't rely on the government.
Don't live in downtown San Francisco. Unplugged. Bad place.
Unplug from all of that.
I think I'll go
down
by the Embarcadero and pitch a tent, and I'll make it there.
So let's think about this for a minute.
Have fun.
So the official U.S. debt cost now is $33 trillion.
Recon Stadium. I'm thinking home plate.
So the official U.S. debt clock right now, for what they're telling us at least, is $33 trillion.
That's just the government borrowing debt. That's not counting the unfunded liabilities. That's not counting anything. And as the interest rates go up, that what we're doing, in essence of what you're saying, is we are accruing debt at $1 billion an hour. Gee, that's sustainable.
Well, and we can't even pay the debt down anymore. And there's actually...
It's impossible.
USDebtClock.org has it broken down from assets per citizen is $587,727.
If you go to
is
the debt
all?
Clock,
wow.
You know, if you go to the U.S. debt clock, you know what's another interesting thing about that is that let me pull this up on the amount of money that's coming in. The amount of money, if you look at the taxes, and the amount of money that's owed, the accumulating debt. The amount of money that's coming in as taxes is going down faster than the amount of money that's
Whoa,
owed.
Whoa, why would that
up.
Happen? Huh?
Because you killed the economy?
My point on this is you've got assets per citizen at $587,000. You've got liabilities per citizen at $578,000. That seems like it makes a whole lot of sense, doesn't it? So you got $10,000 per citizen that, I mean, you're talking your house, your car, everything else is already completely sold for the government debt.
No, well, okay.
It's not
so
a problem at
when
all,
you say,
though, right?
You look at the national debt, and not counting all the other liabilities, it's actually $255,000 per taxpayer. That's per taxpayer, not per citizen, okay? And so you look at personal debt, you look at all
You need to adjust your microphone down a bit.
Adjust
your microphone down a bit.
Oh, it picked up on me.
It did.
I didn't even know that.
Nah, there we go. You're welcome.
Thanks. So the debt clock.
Sorry.
So the debt clock is being totally manipulated now to the point of ridiculously stupid. They're showing, if you look at the dollars over on the right side.
Yeah, who controls the debt clock?
You got silver ratio. Is it zero per dollar as the dollar supply is going through the roof? You got zero ratio for gold as the dollar supply is going through the roof. They got the little arrows right now. So everything is crazy. And let me tell you, something's going to break at some point. I don't know when. We've been talking about it for a long time. But at some point, it's going to break. And good luck.
The market manipulation on silver is insanity. So at the very beginning of the pandemic, right
as it was
about
to be announced,
we got a couple minutes
here, so hurry up before your mic drops.
I ended up buying some silver. And since then, silver's actually gone down in price, not up.
Doesn't matter.
It doesn't.
But that's the point, is it's totally manipulated. They're screwing with it at every opportunity.
It doesn't matter, because even if it stays even, it's going up. because if your dollar is going down in value and you stay even, you're not losing value, you're actually gaining value.
But I remember, let's say, like, for instance, I bought it in
Bitcoin,
2020.
It's going to go up too.
And in 2020, it was about $27 an ounce for spot.
Right.
And now it's like $22.
Spot doesn't matter.
Try
buying
it
at spot. Call up any dealer and say, can I have it at spot? And they'll go, what are you, crazy? Our premiums are $10 over spot. So the price is going up whether you want to acknowledge it. And spot is a ridiculous number that doesn't matter anymore.
Hmm. I'm going to have to look more into that.
Yeah, go ahead.
What's his name
says in Dune, and you'll be staring back at me.
So it's demand and supply that gets involved in that too. How much is there?
Well,
and
I
can
see it too from the standpoint it's used in solar panels and the rest of it.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, I think we're at the end.
Yep, we are.
Had a good time today. The end of the world is as we know it.
So, no, I feel fine.
Government is not reason. It is not eloquence. It is force, and force like fire is a dangerous servant and fearful master. And we'll see you guys next week.
We'll see y'all next week.
All gun controls races. Have a great week.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.